All right, welcome back to the Army Talk Spotlight Series. We are here for our final interview from Grocery Shop on the trade show floor from the beautiful Aria Hotel Resort and Casino. I'm very excited about today's podcast. I'm here, of course, with Ann Mazinga.
Hello.
Hello, Ann. And, of course, Army Talk has some wonderful sponsors for today's podcast. Our sponsors are Uberall. Uberall converts mobile searches into sales through the power of location marketing across all platforms, maximizing revenue across all retailer locations everywhere. And of course, Takeoff. Takeoff helps grocers embrace e-groceries and thrive, helping save time and money on your needs so you can focus on your wants. Be sure to go to www.uberall.com and www.takeoff.com to learn more. Well, I am thrilled today. I'm excited because we have a company that is near and dear to my heart. It's a company actually on which I sit on the advisory board, and that is Delivery Solutions. So I'm here with Delivery Solutions co-founders, Arshad Mirza and Manil Upal. You guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Chris and Han.
I am really excited about this because for those listening at home, Manil is probably the funniest man in the game of software, last mile software solutions. I know it's a small population, but he is probably the funniest in the space. So we're going to see what he brings to the table today. And we're going to talk a lot about a great subject, which is really important at this show, which is last mile delivery, especially in the grocery space. So let's start, guys. You guys have known each other for a long time. Let's hear the origin story. How'd you two meet? How did everything start up for you two?
So I think Manil and I both have daughters the same age, and they used to play soccer together. Unfortunately, both of them sucked at playing soccer, and we ended up kind of being on the side and chatting about what we could be doing other than watching soccer. And that kind of started out with our first venture, which was alcohol delivery. And that's how this relationship started.
Yeah, and also I think we were kind of coming up on our midlife crisis right about that time. It was Arshad's first and my second. I had my first one when I was 25.
Okay.
And, you know, we were both in like corporate gigs. I was doing sales for enterprise sales for Cisco Systems, and you know, we started down this idea of you know, alcohol delivery and why isn't there alcohol delivery, and this was circa 2014, and that's kind of when it started. And I think we went very broad with the first venture, where we were not just an app and a website on the phone, but we also, the thing that differentiated us even back then was we were the only kind of service in this space that also owned their own logistics. So we started with our own delivery drivers and cars on day one. And the way alcohol laws were in Texas back then, we actually had a fleet of cars delivering these orders. And that kind of evolved later, you know, in time and stuff like that. But that's kind of how we came together. That's how our first venture, Lash Delivery, was born.
And what happened with Lash after you started it? What was the trajectory there?
So with Lash, I think we grew pretty rapidly. We were kind of like in Texas, one of the leading providers for the delivery service. And at one point in time, actually, all the alcohol that was getting delivered from some of the main brands were getting delivered through Lash Delivery. And I think that's where we started to also look at a shift in the logistics space. And we actually started looking at our platform as being one where all our vehicles could be monetized by other companies that were using the same service. Eventually what happened with Lash is that we got acquired by a major grocer in Texas. And while that was happening, we were already thinking about our next venture because we love the trajectory of that company, and now we're on to the next one.
That's fantastic. So you guys have a pretty big announcement coming up that you made this year at Grocery Shop just yesterday. Why don't you tell us about that?
So, yeah, we're excited to announce our partnership with Total Wine & More, and where we're helping them power delivery out of their store locations in select areas right now. It's our suite of software, delivery management capabilities that sit at the back of the Total Wine app, and where their end customers can then order delivery of wine, beer, liquor, alcohol, delivered to them in their houses. So,
yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit. That's an exciting announcement. So you guys have pivoted from Lash into Delivery Solutions now. And So talk about Delivery Solutions. What is its value proposition? What do you provide? Why is Total Wine so interested in that partnership?
So Delivery Solutions is really everything that we've learned from our previous experiences. We've been able to put that into this company. It's very asset light. It's software, completely software based. And really what we focus on is we see the difference in what's happening in the logistics space. And we're providing intelligent orchestration. So for retailers like Total Wine, right, they can go into different markets and they can use different delivery options, whether it's in-house, whether they're using their own employees, or whether they're using third-party delivery providers. But what the software does that really excites both of us is it starts to, you know, orchestrate and give the retailer complete control of, you know, what delivery provider they want to use. It could be based on a variety of parameters, and everything's very GUI-based where someone in the business can go in there and start doing things like, hey, on Sunday I want to use this provider, on the weekdays I want to use someone else, for a particularly large shipment I probably use another provider that, you know, fits that service better. So,
and I think what's really great about the Delivery Solutions platform is that you really allow the retailers that you partner with to focus on their core business and not to have to be distracted by all of the logistics that vary state by state, especially when you're talking about alcohol delivery. And you guys have had the experience to do that. So where are you guys thinking you're going to go next? Or what's in the next 6 months to a year for Delivery Solutions?
I think our goal and our vision, you know, we have a couple of aspirations where we want to take this product and capability. First is, you know, we are definitely in the business of enabling retailers' own brand extend to the last mile. You know, retailers participate today in marketplaces and things like that, but we our guiding principle with this product was we wanted to bring a set of tools and capabilities that give retailers the option of connecting to the end customers all the way to the last mile, right? And that needs to be as easy as possible, needs to be out of the box. And, you know, taking that concept a little bit broader, our vision is we want to make what we call like forward deployed inventory to be ubiquitous, you know, from a delivery standpoint as well. I mean, there's a lot of forward deployed inventory all over retail. If you look at restaurants, well, food's forward deployed inventory. Grocery is obviously forward deployed inventory. But look at apparel, electronics, retail.
Right.
You know, the option of somebody to walk into a retail store, but the option to also go get it delivered should be as seamless and ubiquitously available to every customer of every retailer.
Regardless of its grocery, food, anything.
Doesn't matter,
100%,
right? You know, if I'm a customer, I can walk into something and buy. I should also be able to get it at home. You know, and all the conveniences and things go for that. Now, not every item's fit for delivery, and not, you know, but for items that are, you know, it should be a customer-centric decision whether they want to come into the store or not.
Absolutely. That's what I love about you guys. I mean, that's why I've worked close with you in the past, too. I mean, I think it's, if you look to the future, like what you just said, Neil, that's how it's going to be. Like, regardless of the product category, people should have that capability. And you guys are basically saying, well, yeah, let's help you coordinate that. And let's not lock you into working with any one third-party delivery solution, you know, whatever it could be, the Ubers of the world, Instarts. Let's let you work from all of them. And let's help you coordinate that. And let's make it right for your consumer for the given time of the day. What's right with your brand principles, what's right with your guidelines, and let them work to decide how to basically fight out and battle for that piece of your business, and we just help you coordinate it. So how do you guys think about that?
I think for us, I think, you know, the balance for the retailer in terms of, you know, putting the customer first and providing convenience, along with, you know, the reality of this space is the unit economics. At the end of the day, really what matters is that it's great, you're providing a great service for the customer. Is it sustainable? And a lot of retailers like this solution because it starts to give them a lot of options in a variety of different situations, right? And even when retailers start thinking about doing their own in-house delivery, that's where we can start doing things like batching and dynamic routing, which actually gets the efficiencies back to the retailer. And then you can pass this on to consumers. So think about a world where deliveries are not, you know, $15 in terms of cost. They got to go down.
Right.
That's where autonomous vehicles, things like that come into play. And I think that's what we're looking for. We want to get to a point where, you know, plug and play delivery in a box is what
right.
we want to offer.
Right. It's almost a marketplace. It's a platform for coordinating delivery, to plug and play delivery. And
exactly.
That's why I always encourage retailers to check you guys out. Because, I mean, if you can control that piece, not just for your own business, but, you know, for the entire market, that's hugely valuable.
Yeah, I think one point I'll try to make is, you know, in terms of last mile delivery, where it is in the U.S. right now, I don't think it's winner take all or one size fits all in terms of the right delivery provider. There are, we partner with a lot of very good companies from a last mile delivery platform, and each of these companies has their unique niches in terms of service efficiency, cost efficiencies, coverage, and so on and so forth. And when you look at it from a retail assortment standpoint as well, different types of assortments for retailers also have different type of needs, right? Grocery is a great example, right? The way you want to deliver prescription drugs and, you know, versus floral versus prepared foods versus cold chain grocery, you know, they're very different needs in terms of last mile. And, you know, and we definitely foresee a world that, you know, where you have specialized delivery providers specializing in each segment, right? And it's platform like ours that is going to help manage a retailer, give them the choice to choose the best of breed when it comes to certain products in certain locations in certain times of the days, and be able to tap into that from a last mile standpoint. And all in the name of benefiting their customers. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the end consumers are going to win the way last mile is evolving. And we are happy to kind of play our part in powering that role.
That's really interesting when you think about it. Yeah, it's only going to get more fragmented over time as the degree of complexity continues to grow. And it's going to get more regional as a result.
Yeah, and more specialized,
yeah,
right?
Interesting. That's interesting. A very interesting angle. So how are you guys finding the show? Let's close on a couple of things. You're here at Grocery Shop. It's a frenetic pace. Everyone in the background can hear the noise. How are you finding Grocery Shop 2018?
I think we're loving it. I think this is a great show. We're meeting a lot of retailers and a lot of good conversations and networking. And it's just great to be here. There's a lot of energy, and I think we're happy to be a part of this.
Yeah, and I think it's great to connect with a lot of our last-mile delivery providers, partners who are here as well. Great to reconnect with a lot of contacts from the grocery industry. You know, everybody's pretty much stopped by our booth. And great to make new contacts. I mean, I think we learned a lot of things here. There's a lot of innovation going on in the grocery industry, and we're just happy to play our little part in this revolution.
That's great. Well, guys, we're going to close out on how millennial are you? So this is a segment that we like to do with all of our guests. And it's not necessarily to prove how old or young you are, but how you think and creatively what your mindset is when it comes to newer things or new technologies. So we're going to start with question number one, and that is, do you still have cable?
No, I'm into streaming.
Arshad, you've got a point there. What about you, Manil?
I do have cable.
Okay.
In fact, I have pretty much all the packages. And not that we watch it a lot, but I've been sort of been told in no uncertain terms by my wife that the one time she wants to watch live TV, it needs to be available for her. And there's no amount of logic that can kind of convince her otherwise. So
here on national podcasting, we're blaming the wife for the owner. Is that what's happening?
I feel like that's a pretty trend much. In a lot of...
Does that make me a millennial?
I'm going to say no,
okay.
but we'll move on.
I'm not sure what it says.
Let's see if you can redeem yourself. So number two, which would you prefer, a brand new fancy car or an exotic vacation?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I love the cars.
I love the cars.
I don't care whether that's millennial or not. I got to have my own car. I got to own it. I got to take care of it. Yeah, I can't do the subscriptions for, you know, certain things. Cars are one of those.
Yeah, car for sure. Both Arshad and I are like big car nuts.
Okay.
We actually own like five apiece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Although, you know, I think the ones I have are like cut above. You know, I don't respect his choice in vehicles, but but yeah, definitely. We're big car nuts.
Big car guys. Okay.
All right. Number three, when the two of you go out to dinner and one of you forgets their wallet, how are you paying the other one back?
Venmo is what I would use, but if I'm going out to dinner with Manil, it has to be hard cash because that's the only thing he takes.
Yeah, I, you know... I think we'll keep it to the cash level over here.
Okay.
You know, although I'd say, you know, I am down with Venmo, I'm down with PayPal, and all of the cool technologies.
Right. Pull me back out of the hole. That's good.
All right, our last question. What type of mattress do you have? Are you a traditional box spring mattress person, or do you have one of the new direct-to-consumer box mattresses?
Wow. I actually got one of the new direct-to-consumer mattresses, but it was quite an ordeal with my wife. She wanted to feel it. She wanted to go to the store. She wanted to check the mattress. In the end, I think I made the decision, but I don't know if it's the right one yet.
Fair enough.
I'm definitely proud to announce that one of my bedrooms has a D2C Casper mattress. So I have made the D2C leap. In fact, I'll go a step further and say that my shaving blades are also from Harry's, which is another, you know, so I'm kind of down with all of these things.
This is why I knew you were the funniest guy into last mile software solutions, because no one has ever tried to actually make the case that they're more bullish by introducing new questions and behaviors into the competition. So well done, my friend. Well done. Well, hey, Manil, Arshad, thank you guys so much for participating in this podcast, the Spotlight Series with us today. It's been great having you. If people want to learn more about delivery solutions, where should they go?
DeliverySolutions.co, that's our website, and you can contact us through the website.
Awesome. And again, for those listening, that's .co, not .com, so .co. Thanks, as always, to our sponsors, Uberall and Takeoff. And, of course, as always, be careful out there.